You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
3 years ago today, a new era of Sacramento Kings basketball began, and thousands of people cramped inside one bar in downtown Sacramento erupted in cheers and applause when the Sacramento Kings drafted De'Aaron Fox in the 2017 NBA Draft. Weird to think about so many thousands of people in one spot, shoulder to shoulder, reacting and cheering in such a way with us currently in this COVID-19 pandemic going on. But yes, I was there, the KHDK draft party, when the Kings selected Fox. And 3 years later, I think it's safe to say Kings fans love that pick even more than they did at that point in time. We're going to relive some of De'Aaron Fox's greatest moments as a Sacramento King in his already short but exciting and successful NBA career on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all off season. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for over the last 5 years. This was my sixth season covering the Kings as an on-air host and multimedia journalist and reporter. And with every episode that I record, every day that goes by, we get one step closer to the resumption of the 2020 NBA season, technically 2019-2020, which will be in Orlando. 22 teams are headed to Walt Disney World to compete in this weird end of the regular season, then normal NBA playoffs, potential NBA play-in tournament. We've talked about it a lot already here on the Locked On Kings podcast, and I'm very excited for this to happen. I know all of you feel the exact same way. Even if the Kings only play 8 more games and they don't make the playoffs and they're out, just to have professional basketball back, just to have professional sports back consistently here in the United States is going to be something really, really fun. And I'm not going to lie to you, for today's podcast, like I mentioned, put together a compilation of all of the best highlights from De'Aaron Fox in his first 3 seasons, or technically 2 2/3, I guess, seasons in the NBA. And I was getting emotional when I was putting this compilation together, not just because it's, of course, all of De'Aaron Fox's best plays and moments clumped into one, which, by the way, I am convinced, just watching these highlights and all these plays and all these incredible things that De'Aaron Fox has done, yes, they're spread out over the course of 3 seasons, but watching them back to back to back to back to back to back, it just reminds you of how incredibly talented the young De'Aaron Fox is, and he hasn't even sniffed his prime yet. Like, he is just getting better with every single day, every single game. He's grown. We've talked a lot about my goals and aspirations for De'Aaron Fox coming into this season. I wanted to see him kind of take the team on his back more and lead by example, be the guy to get a big bucket when the team needed it. And he has stepped up that way this season. Last year, he grew incredibly as just a floor general and a passer and finding his open teammates. So with every single year, and even with these highlights, watching from rookie De'Aaron Fox game one to the night that the season ended here in March, watching his progression has been incredibly exciting. But like I said, I got emotional when I was putting together this compilation because I was seeing basketball plays again, and I was seeing the excitement of full arenas, the oohs and ahs of opposing crowds when De'Aaron Fox would get a steal and a windmill dunk in Madison Square Garden in front of New York Knicks fans. We are so fortunate to have professional sports. We are so fortunate to have these athletes, these young men, and even young women in the WNBA, just men and women athletes in general, from college, even high school, professionals. We are very fortunate to have professional sports as an outlet for us to just enjoy, somewhere that we can go and forget all of our troubles, blow off some steam, have a beer with our friends or something, and just enjoy Kings basketball, or enjoy any sport. And I was reminded of that and got a little bit emotional when I was putting together and watching these highlights, cutting these highlights together and preparing for this podcast, because I miss it so much. You know, like, NASCAR races are going on right now. European soccer is going on right now. But the major American sports are still up in the air. Who knows what's going to happen with baseball? There's some skepticism around football returning, and we're desperately waiting for the NBA to come back at the end of July. but these last few months of not having sports have been very difficult for some of us. So again, being able to put this compilation together was really fun for me, really enjoyable, and I'm not going to waste any more time as we have to get into this. So I'm breaking it up into three parts. His rookie season, 2017-2018, De'Aaron's sophomore season, which was last season, 2018-2019, and then highlights from this season, De'Aaron's third in the NBA. So without any further ado, after the Kings selected De'Aaron Fox on June 22nd, 2017, Fox came into the NBA, became the leader of the Kings right away, and had some pretty incredible highlights. Before we get to those, though, hear the reaction from that bar packed with thousands of Kings fans when Swipa came to Sacramento.
The Sacramento Kings select De'Aaron Fox.
Gives me chills to listen to. That audio is actually from a video that I took. I was up on stage in this bar to capture the reaction. It was Sports 1140 KHDK, which is the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. It was their draft party that they held at one of the fantastic bars in downtown Sac. So many Kings fans were there. It was just such an awesome moment. I remember at the time I was working on KHDK's morning show with Carmichael Dave and current Sacramento Kings sideline announcer and sideline reporter Katie Christensen, now Katie Hunter, as she has been married since that time. So we were there with a bunch of KHDK staff throwing a great party, and to see that reaction was just a lot of fun. So you can go out and actually check that video out on YouTube right now. I also tweeted it out at Matt George KHDK. But on YouTube, it's just titled Sacramento Kings Fans Reaction to Drafting De'Aaron Fox. So you can go and check that out. Watch the video. It's just cool to see all the faces and all the uproar as arms shot up in unison and beers were raised in celebration of De'Aaron coming to Sacramento. And we thought he was going to be special then, and right away, his rookie year, 2017-2018, he gave us some fantastic highlights, all called by the legendary Kings radio broadcaster Gary Gerald, right here on the Locked On Kings podcast.
14 for Cauley Stein, 10 for LeBissiere, 12 for here.
Oh, my! De'Aaron Fox just came down through the lane above the iron for a throwdown to make it 12 points on the night and pull the Kings within one at 75-74.
Here's Fox creeping forward. He pulls up, 18-footer.
De'Aaron Fox puts the Kings on top. 109-108, still 12 and a fraction seconds to go.
Cauley Stein had a notion to shoot. The three thought better of it. Gives DeCosta at the free throw line. Back out to Fox, three on the clock. Got to create. Jab step, pulls up a J.
De'Aaron Fox hits an 18-footer at the right elbow to make it a two-possession game at 85-80.
Talk about big buckets. That was huge. George Hill gives to De'Aaron Fox in the far right corner. Baseline attack. Fox,
two-hand flush off the bounce that time. Hung on the rim for a moment to let the traffic clear. That one kind of caught us by surprise. He attacked the baseline with authority and went above the iron for the two-hand slam.
Bogey rolls right. He's straight away. Now he drives right. He plants. Tough two-ball on the way. It's no good.
Stick back. De'Aaron Fox came over the top, and he powered it down. The Kings have taken the lead with 3.3 seconds to go at 89-88. The rookie climbing the ladder. I mean, he exploded like he was on a trampoline, and he was way above the iron.
4 seconds to go. Back to Fox. Eludes the defender. Baseline floater for the tie. He's got it as the horn sounds.
De'Aaron Fox, who was rejected just moments ago on a critical possession to take the lead, gets what proves to be an overtime forcing basket.
Will the Kings go for three in the win? Will they go for two in a tie? Bogdanovich to put it in play below us, his back to us on the near sideline. Buddy pops to the far wing. Bogey holds, gives to Fox. No time to launch. He drives, they're going for the tie. Double clutch up and in at the buzzer. We're going to overtime. De'Aaron Fox outfoxed the Heat. 111-111.
Today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is presented by a brand new sponsor, Magic Spoon, the incredibly healthy and delicious breakfast cereal. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid, right? But we all eventually have to give it up because we realize it's full of sugar and junk that you probably shouldn't eat. Magic Spoon is here for you. Zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It takes all the fun and all the deliciousness of cereal as a kid and makes it healthy for you now as an adult. They have 4 amazing flavors already: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. And it tastes amazing. Honestly, it's too good to be true. It tastes as good as your sugary favorite breakfast cereals that you just shoved into your mouth and slurped out of your bowl as a kid. It tastes amazing. Like I mentioned, it's also keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. They're so good for you and so delicious at the same time. Go to magicspoon.com/NBA to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code NBA at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, which I can't see how that's possible, but if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund you your money, all of it, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/NBA and use the code NBA for free shipping. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this Locked On Kings podcast. While De'Aaron Fox didn't win Rookie of the Year his first season in the NBA, he did open a lot of eyes and turn a lot of heads around the league and made believers of everybody in Sacramento. But like I mentioned earlier, the growth of De'Aaron Fox now as a full-time starter his sophomore season was going to come in running a basketball team. Sure, he could score. Sure, he could get out and transition. But how could De'Aaron Fox fare and how would he fare consistently as the leader of an NBA team just in his second season in the NBA? While this highlight compilation just goes to show, Fox had that flash of his rookie season mixed with a higher basketball IQ that has only continued to go up.
Conley in transition now for the Grizz. Looks to the left wing. Broken screen from Garrett Temple. Pass broken up. Steal. Bielitsa. Nice bounce pass ahead to De'Aaron Fox. Challenging. Over the shoulder, two-hand throwdown, back to the basket by De'Aaron Fox off the bounce. Oh my, showtime. Kings lead 82-80. Another steal, but a whistle. Fox had it and was off to the races, and this crowd electrified. Paul George breaks down the defense, shovels in the paint. Adams there the whole time, but it's broken up by the Kings. Shumpert with a steal, heels for transition three, no good. Shump battles, gets the rebound, but he had a notion to shoot it again. Goes cross court to Fox, whirls, spins, wrap around inside. What a pass for the setup and a layup, scored by Marvin Bagley. We haven't seen Kings fans showing this type of exultation in a long time. Crawls across the iron and into the hands of Cauley-Stein. Back to Fox. He's going to the rack. Power jam with the left hand by De'Aaron Fox on an end-to-end push. That was sensational. Got a breakaway coming up here. Frazier blocked from behind by De'Aaron Fox. Oh my goodness. Heeled in transition. Puts it on the glass and scores. And there is your electrifying Petrus Brothers moment of the game. Fox accelerates, finds the seam. Power jam with a left-hand extension. That's as strong a put-down as we think we have ever seen from De'Aaron Fox. You talk about a statement rip. Oh, my goodness. 69-64, 5:13 and counting in the quarter. Steal, Fox, breakaway. De'Aaron drives it. He windmills it home with a left hand. Dennis Smith had a steal and a windmill with a right. Fox says, I'll see your right and take your left. 71-64, David Fizdale and the Knicks call timeout. Fox now has 12 points. Doncic was in a state of disbelief after he missed the layup and was pleading for a foul. Steal, Fox, full-fledged breakaway coming up. Number 5, behind the back, two-hand over-the-head throwdown. The reverse dunk has Kings fans coming out of the seat and Fox for a rare time exhorting this crowd. Let me hear you. The Kings lead 51-49 after the steal and the breakaway spectacle. Booker now way out in three-point land. Steal by Fox. Fox on a breakaway coming up. He goes for the windmill hammer with a left hand. This ball game is all but over. De'Aaron Fox with a steal. Swipe up to Fox into the open floor to make it 112-103. Timeout taken by the Suns. Only 24.7 seconds left.
Let me tell you about the most useful app on my phone and one of the ultimate life hacks. It's called Blinkist. It's hard to find time to sit down and read and learn more. When you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. There is an incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is incredibly unique. There's nothing like it, and it works on your phone or your tablet or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best, key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people, like business leaders, for example. They're well known for reading a lot of books. Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or while you exercise. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business health, to history books. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestsellers lists, as well as the classic nonfiction titles that you always meant to read, but you never had time to. And look, I'm one of those 12 million people, and I have knocked out a stack of books that I've meant to read, discovered books on their database that I had no idea I'd have any interest in, and suddenly in 15 minutes, I get all the information that I need that I probably never would have gotten in my entire lifetime because there's just not enough time to put all these books together and read them and get what I need out of them. Blinkist is absolutely incredible, and you can get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books. It's all the books you want, all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. If you go to Blinkist.com/NBA, you can try it free for 7 days, and you'll save 25% off of your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. You probably noticed that highlight compilation from De'Aaron Fox's sophomore season ended with three steals and flashy transition dunks. Well, that shouldn't surprise you because that is something Fox has really added to his game, one of the things he is becoming known for so far in his short, young, and exciting NBA career. And of course, we have to start the 2019-2020 compilation off with just another one of those.
Inbounds pass, stolen by Fox, got a breakaway opportunity. Hammers it, oh my goodness, with the left hand. Did he throw that thing down hard? Every time a player does that, I worry about them hurting their hand or their wrist because that was just so emphatic after the steal and the breakaway by De'Aaron Fox. Barrett cruises, first to the right, then the left, then Fox says, give me the ball. Steals, breakaway, De'Aaron Fox, windmill reverse rip. That was a statement, and he said, Mark Davis, put that in your pipe and smoke it. How about that shot right there defensively by De'Aaron Fox? Screen set by Holmes. Bogey to the left in three-point range. Feeds on top to Bielitsa. Right back to Bogey. 32-foot three on the way. Front rim no good. Fox with a rebound. Fox reaches back inside with a scoop and a score. Was he fouled? Yes, he was. A three-point opportunity. De'Aaron Fox can tie the score with 34 seconds to go. Fox working straight away against Galloway. Goes to the left angle. Only four on the clock. Now two on the clock. Got to create. Off balance. Step back. Score the basket. Timeout. Dwayne Casey and the Pistons. Here's Fox. Stutter step. Spin. Step back. Fake. Leans in. Draws the foul. Count the basket. A three-point opportunity. And De'Aaron Fox is putting on a show here at Staples Center. He's tied his career high in points at 31. Clippers will put it in play with 16 on the possession. Here's a steal by Fox. He races to the rack. Hammers a spike. Oh, my goodness, with a left hand. The great leaping ability by the lightning quickness of De'Aaron Fox with a steal, the breakaway. He's got a career high 34 points with that bucket. A lot of chatter you can hear down there, and now the ball is finally surrendered to Fox.
The line drive hits the rim. He gets it back. Takes to the rim. De'Aaron Fox has tied the game at 119-119. Beautiful execution by De'Aaron Fox. He threw a line drive at the rim. It caromed back to him, and he took it in one motion right to the rim for the score. We are tied at 119 apiece with 3.6 seconds to go. The final timeout available to Ryan Saunders has been whistled, and now he will try to design a game-winning play, or we may go to another overtime affair. And this in most unlikely fashion, as the Kings trailed 97-78 to start the fourth quarter.
Again, all of these highlights on today's Locked On Kings podcast episode, called by the legendary Kings radio broadcaster Gary Gerald, all that sound courtesy of the Sacramento Kings radio network. And I hope, if nothing else, you are reminded of just how good De'Aaron Fox is and the excitement that he can bring on any given night. And it's the excitement and that talent, that ability, that speed, that leadership that the Sacramento Kings are going to need from their star point guard in these final eight games in Orlando if they want to have a chance of ending this long playoff drought. I believe that they can do it, but it's going to take De'Aaron Fox taking it to a level that we haven't even seen before. But like I mentioned, Fox hasn't even sniffed his prime yet. He still has another season or two before he reaches his prime. That excites me. That should excite you as well. So I hope you enjoyed those three compilations of some of the greatest moments from De'Aaron Fox's career so far. And by the way, there were a lot that I couldn't include or didn't include just for time purposes. So I want to hear from you. Tell me your favorite moments, memories, plays that De'Aaron Fox has made. I know a lot of us immediately think of the tip dunk from his rookie season in Miami. He's also had a couple of game winners. That last highlight that you heard right there of him passing the ball to himself off of the rim to intentionally miss a layup, tie the game in Minnesota, send the game to overtime, and the Kings would eventually go and win that game. Fox has been involved in so many fantastic moments already in just his short career, and I want to hear what your favorite moment is. So send that to me, at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. Also, you can email that to me if you're not on social media, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. A lot of you this weekend took the time to leave a review here of the Locked On Kings podcast on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes, immediately entering you into a random giveaway where I will be giving someone a Kings jersey of their choice that I will purchase from the Sacramento Kings team store and send it directly to you. If you want to get involved in that, the contest is going all the way until Friday. So all you have to do is, like your peers, leave a review of the Locked On Kings podcast on either iTunes or Apple Podcasts. And it doesn't have to be glowing five stars. You don't have to sing my praises. What I want is truly an honest review of this podcast. What do you like? What do you not like? Things that I, as a podcast host, can work on. Things that you would like to see or hear come to the podcast. It's all fair game. It helps us grow, and it also helps attract new listeners like yourself. So please, leave a review of the podcast and you will immediately be entered into the sweepstakes and have an opportunity to win a Kings jersey of your choice. You could choose the statement black jerseys. You could choose the home white, the road purple. You could even choose that beautiful royal blue that the Kings debuted this year for their 35th season in Sacramento anniversary. All of those up for grabs. You get to choose the jersey that you want. All you have to do is leave a review of this podcast. So please go and do that right now. I will be back for another episode of Locked On Kings later on this week. I look forward to having you join me for that. Until then, please stay safe, stay healthy, and I will talk to you all very soon. This has been the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.